Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got today?
Kelsey Grammer has become a father of 8.
What?
Wow. 8 kids after welcoming a new son, Christopher, with his wife, Kate Walsh. He's 70 years old.
I was going to say, isn't he like old?
The Frasier star. He shared this on a podcast. He says, well, we just had our 4th one, so it just became 8 kids for us. It was like just 3 days ago. Christopher has just joined the family. Grammer and Walsh has been married since 2011. They also share daughter Faith and sons Gabriel and James together. So, wow, 8 kids. And he's 70. There's no way.
Crazy. What, starting over?
Yes. 70?
Yeah, we always like jokes. Like, I don't know, over the past 5 years, like Tracy and I joke, like we've seen other, you know, people our age having kids. And we're like, oh my gosh,
what are they thinking?
How do they do it?
Yeah.
Whew. Like, you know, getting the stroller and the coach.
All of it. The pack and play, high chairs,
the diapers,
the wipes.
Yeah. Oh. Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no.
The birthday parties.
All the things.
Yeah, all that. Yeah,
I know. Mm. Also, the cast of the 1980s Fox show, Married with Children, they will reunite for this live benefit.
Married with Children? Yeah. Man, you went from Kelsey Grammer to Married with Children. Yeah. What is going on right now?
So they're going to all reunite for this live benefit supporting Race to Erase MS. It's all going to take place at the Los Angeles Wiltern Theater on January the 28th, and it's titled An Evening with the Bundys. Mm. And they will share like behind the scenes stories, memories for the show's 11th season run.
Alan Pig.
Wow.
He would sit there on his couch and put his hand down his pants.
Yeah. She had on those tights.
Love and marriage. Yeah.
Go together like a horse and carriage.
Is that how it went? Man, that's old school.
Real old school. People are mad about Bad Bunny, right?
Still.
Getting the Super Bowl halftime show.
We're still on this.
And now this seems to be the minority. In fact, the choice now is so popular, they're believing that it's going to break records. And people are actually now trying to learn Spanish so that they understand his lyrics. The language app, Speak, is saying that this is the biggest spike in the U.S. downloads that they've ever seen for this event. Many users are writing, help me understand Bad Bunny, and the reason why they're learning Spanish. They're actually putting that in there. Mm. And
well, he said we have 4 months.
I know. That is hilarious.
Yes.
But you can go online, you can download this app, and apparently this show is going to break records.
Yeah, right? I don't know about the learning Spanish and doing all that, but I do know that I'm pretty positive it's going to break records.
It is.
So
I'm excited with the Eagles being in it.
Ah!
Bad Bunny doing the halftime show.
What'd you say, Jess?
Oh my gosh. I'm so hyped. I am so hyped.
You guys see? With the Eagles being in it, right?
I'm so hyped for it.
Bruh. Right away, yeah.
I'm just so hyped. I'm like, wow, the Eagles and Bad Bunny. What?
See?
Yeah, this is going to like...
This
is going to be so big for me.
Yeah,
wow.
Is it?
Wow.
Is it 840?
Huge.
Now, I would, you know, I mean... If my Commanders aren't going to be in it, I mean, that'd be cool to see the Eagles, you know, or whatever for, you know, my wife and my son and all that.
Back to back. We'll see if they can do it.
Yeah. And, you know, what's crazy is when Tracy and Brandon went to the Eagles game on Sunday.
Yeah.
We have a split household, by the way, for people who don't know. Crazy Commander fans, crazy Eagle fans. So anyway, they went to the game on Sunday and we're watching and, you know, they're playing,
The Giants.
Yeah. So Bryce said to me, who do you think is going to win? And I said, probably the Eagles. He's like, no. Who do you want to win? He changed it. Who do you want to win? And I was like, well, for mom. And he's like, no. I said, for Mom and Brandon, that'd be cool to see the Eagles win. Nope. He said, you're the only Commanders fan ever who said they want the Eagles to win.
Stop it.
Go Giants. No, 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 no. And we were like, we were laughing. I was laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's like serious about it. Yes,
I know he is.
Yeah. And I'm serious about it too, you know, but I support, you know.
You have a split household.
Yes, I do. I know. I do. And, you know, if it brings my wife and my son joy, that's what I want.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's crazy. See, I'm not like you who wishes they lose.
I know.
On Jimmy.
I know.
Yeah, Jimmy's there and you put him in the corner.
I just see it now. Bad Bunny, the Eagles, like it's a thing.
Right.
I've been speaking this into existence.
Sure, Jess. Sure. It's the Bill and Jessica Show with David Guetta. Good morning.